farmers were supposed to give 4 days' notice when they're ordering water. This didn't always apply because somebody would have forgotten or they wanted water urgently, and summer pasture particularly of the white clover and stuff like that would want water urgently. You endeavoured to help them in any way you could. That was your job. The 4 days' notice was required because our advance orders had to go through Yarrawonga Weir, to Hume Weir, to Canberra, and then Canberra notified Hume Weir how much water to release into the Murray, which took basically 4 days to get to Yarrawonga. Sometimes you'd get word from the office that the River Murray Commission had rang and they wanted to put 1,000 megalitres into the Edward River at the Lawson Siphon, and that was for South Australia, and that was being utilised to speed up the process because the water would get into the Murray 7 days quicker than if it was floated down the Murray. It wasn't always convenient. Sometimes we had to reduce our flows on divisions. You usually commenced work when you got your first phone call. Sometimes your day would start at 6 o'clock and sometimes it would finish at 11 o'clock. I had one landholder particularly who would ring at 10 to 11 at night, and I would say, "You're very late tonight." "Oh, I never go to bed before 11 o'clock. Then he might ring you at 10 to 7 the next morning and decide that he's changed his mind and he's going to do something else with the water that day. But as long as he let you know before you gave your order, you could always adjust to suit.